I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the cup. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, Doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in!
Enjoy the show.
Oh my, yes, we hope you enjoy the show today because it is time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And I know you'll love it as much as I do. Yes, indeed. I just can't get over how cool this new headset is. The headset that I'm adjusting right now in front of my face so it doesn't go poppity-pop. You know, ha, when you speak into the microphone too close, it goes pop-pop. Not good. Anyway, the point is, I got so excited about this new Plantronics 500 headset and how cool it is and how great it sounds that I even did a video netcast about it. Well, that wasn't all I did on the video netcast, but there is a new one out, so if you want to go see it, you need to go to drbill.tv. Yes, that's drbill.tv, as in watching the old tube. So you need to go over there. You need to tune in. You need to watch the netcast because it's really cool. And in the meantime, just for fun, I thought I'd play the geek culture that we did on the video netcast as audio on the audio podcast. My goodness, I said that correctly. I can hardly believe I did that. Well, it's just that I'm so inspired. Well, anyway, so let's listen to the geek culture right now. And remember, this is the audio, a portion, just a portion of the audio from the video netcast drbill.tv from actually recorded last night. You know, as I record this, this is August the 2nd. August the 2nd. If we're getting right through this year, it's going to be gone before we know it. But at any rate, so last night, August 1st, I recorded the drbill.tv episode number 27. Yes, 27. We've had 27 netcasts. And since each netcast is done with meticulous care and editing with the old video editor, it's a lot of work. Yes, if you've ever done it, you know what I mean. Anyway, let's play a portion of the audio for our geek culture this week. Oops, know what I did? Ha ha, I hit the wrong button, but I'll hit the right button this time. It sounds so cool, and I like that in a headset. Yes. Okay, let's take a moment now and play a little geek culture from off of the old YouTube, and I'll be right back.
One day, your computer will be a desk table with pictures of other people's kids all over it. Instead of actually playing with your kids, you could just look at video of them playing by themselves. And you'll smile knowing you've only paid $10,000 to do it. And if your mom has $10,000 laying around her house that she has nothing to do with, she can get one too, and then you can send her a postcard for free. That's the power of Microsoft Surface. Now consider this. Instead of using one of today's more popular compact devices to get directions to where you're going, why not use a device the size of a small car to do the same job? In the future, getting tanked with your friends is going to be a whole lot more fun because you'll be sitting at a table that makes something cool happen every time they bring you a drink, which you'll want to do over and over. Instead of interacting with actual human beings, you can just order your food right at your table. If you've still got any credit left on your card after you buy the table computer, why not think about a new phone? Or two phones? Because that's when you can do some really cool stuff. And remember all that money you spent on iTunes to get your favorite songs? Well, get ready to do it again, but this time for your new table computer. The future is here, and it's not an iPhone. It's a big table. Take that, Apple.
SarcasticGamer.com.
Yes, indeed, you too can have a giant table computer that does cool stuff like that. Anyway, I'm not sure why you'd want a giant table that does cool stuff like that, but you got to admit it looks good. Anyway, thanks to the folks at SarcasticGamer.com for coming up with something so very strange and geeky. You knew the doctor had to play it because it was very weird. Anyway, hope you've enjoyed this week's Netcast, and join us next time when you'll hear the doctor say, I wonder how much that table really does cost. Anyway, ha-ha, we'll see you then. Until then, the doctor is out of here. Yes, that was the audio from the video netcast, and now you know what's on this week. It's kind of a little teaser, you know what I mean? It's just one of those things that allows you to experience the geekiness that is DrBill.TV, just as you are now experiencing the geekiness that is DrBill.CC. You say, what is DrBill.CC? Well, it's the computer curmudgeon, of course. And we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network.
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
TechPodcasts.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Oh, yes. Oh, my. If it's tech, it's got to be right here on Dr. Bill, the Computer Convention. By the way, I'd encourage you to go to drbill.cc, drbill.cc, the website, because that's where we have all the content that becomes this podcast. I blog there, you see, and that's how we do our podcast, is reviewing the excerpts of the blog so that you can know what's going on in the tech arena, as well as the weird geekiness that is Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon. By the way, if you go to the blog and you look on the upper right-hand corner, you'll see an advertisement for Citrix Systems Go to My PC. I would so encourage you to go to that link, click it, and get a free 30-day trial of Go to My PC, because you need your files on your computer. I know you do, and this will allow you to do it, and it's a 30-day free trial. So just go over, click on that link, download it, install it. You will enjoy the freedom of being able to get to your files anytime. Do it now. Okay. Now, don't forget also that right below that little link, there's another line that says Shameless Commerce Center. And if you click on the Shameless Commerce Center link, it will take you all the way to the bottom of the first page of the blog. Actually, any page on the blog. We put it there on every single one. So you'll have it right there available at your fingertips, or your mouse clicky fingertip anyway. And that way, you can go to all of those cool places, and it will help the doctor out and help us continue to get cool new technology like the Plantronics 500 headset that I was talking about on the video netcast and I am now using on the audio podcast, which is why I sound so clear and crisp and so forth. At any rate, let's talk about the fact, for instance, that I am also a member of the Blueberry community.
Blueberry.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BlueBrry.com. Blueberry.com.
Oh my, yes. Blueberry is growing by leaps and bounds, by the way. And as he mentioned, it was BlueBrry.com. No E's. Just leave the E's out. BlueBrry.com. If you go to BlueBrry.com, you'll find all kinds of podcasts, not just techie podcasts like some Tech Podcast Network, which is where I am most of the time, but you'll find stuff that you'll just go, why are they doing a podcast about this? I don't know. But anyway, it's there. So you can enjoy many strange things on the old podcast dial. If there is a podcast dial. I don't think there really is a podcast dial, but that's okay. I digress. Let's go into the tech news. The tech news this week starts off with a brand spanking new search engine. You probably heard about this. It was on ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, Fox News, CNN. Everybody everywhere was talking about this new website, and they were just hyping it and hyping it and hyping it. And they were saying, this is the second coming of search engines. This is the ultimate search engine. It's people from Google left Google to start this new site. How exciting can it be? And I'm like, okay, so I'll check it out. So I go to their site, Cool, and that's spelled C-U-I-L, Cool. That's pretty lame, actually, but hey. So I went to the site, and I typed in, you ready? I typed in dr.bill.baily. Yes, I did a vanity search on myself. And you know what it returned? Nothing. Zip, zero, nada, nothing. Now, for instance, if you were to go to google.com and you were to type in dr.bill.baily, why, you'd find Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. You'd find the website. You'd find my traditional naturopath blog. You would find my Word of Faith ministry site. You'd find all kinds of page after page after page of stuff on Dr. Bill Bailey. Dude. So I'm like, okay, so let me get this straight now. Cool.com is supposed to be a better search engine, yes. It's supposed to be indexing three times more than Google does, okay. And it can't find me? So I said, well, okay. So maybe it can't find me. Fine. I'll put in a regular search of something normal. Guess what? No results. So then I tried a third time. I said, well, surely it'll find this. And it came back and said, I'm sorry, but our site is broken because there's too many people hitting it. I'm like, dude, you hit every major news outlet in the world talking about how cool this site was, and it's so lame it can't even find Dr. Bill Bailey? I mean, like, you know, you may think, well, Dr. Bill, you must think a lot of yourself because you think you're going to be on the search engines. Dude, go type it in Google. Go type it in Yahoo. You'll find me every time. I'm number one for me, you know, in search. I mean, I'm me. So, of course I'm number one for me. It's kind of redundant, isn't it? Anyway, the point is, Cool couldn't find me. And I hate a search engine that can't find me. You say, you're an egotist, aren't you, Dr. Bill? Who? Moi? maybe a little. But anyway, I mean, if you do a vanity search and you can't find yourself, something's bad wrong with the search engine. So anyway, it's lame. Now, they built it, and get this, they built it with $33 million in venture capital from a whole bunch of venture capitalists, and they couldn't get it right. The article that I linked to here in Beta News says, Beta News test this afternoon. Access to the site has been sporadic with frequent unavailable messages. Cool came up short in both areas. That's putting it nicely. Yeesh. Anyway, so it was lame, and I have proclaimed it so, and thus it shall be. Thus it is written, thus it shall be done. Yes. I'm joking a little. Okay, so on the 29th of July, next item, by the way, on the 29th of July, it was NASA's birthday. Now, it was NASA's special birthday. They were 50 years old. On July 29th. Dude, 50 years of NASA-ing. Now, I remember very fondly the Mercury and Gemini and Apollo programs, and of course the Space Shuttle and the Space Station, the International Space Station. Lots of cool stuff been going on there in space above our noggins. Yes, and I've been watching it my entire life. I mean, I'm like, what, 52 years old, and they're 50 years old? So I've only been around 2 years longer than NASA. That's kind of weird to think about, actually. Let's move on. All right, next item. Now we're talking a personal jetpack. Now see, this is what I want. I want a personal jetpack so I can fly around like the guy on the Lost in Space. Remember a long time ago, some of you older folks will remember this, long time ago they had Lost in Space with the Robinson family, and they had this cool jetpack, and you held your hands out on the little kind of stick controller thingies in front of you, and you fly through the air with a jetpack. Now, dude, I could get into that. I'm down with that, man. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, they showed it at an Oshkosh air show. That's hard to say. You know, there were some old jeans that were Oshkosh bagosh. Anyway, jeans. I just pulled my cord. I pulled the cord and it jumped off my noggin. And that's why the mic went ka-thunk. But anyway, I digress again. Next item. Now, this item, I got to admit, this one really took me by surprise. I talked to a couple of guys that worked about this, and we were going, could this really be true? But anyway, here it is. 20% of all TV viewers, think about this now, 20% of all TV viewers view TV, at least partially, over the internet. Huh? I mean, I thought it was like a tiny, 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 tiny percentage of people who watch TV off the internet. But no, 20%, according to this study, are watching off the internet. Now, I know, of course, I watch TV off the internet. I watch Hulu.com. That's Hulu.com, where you can watch TV right there across the interwebs. And I watch Revision 3, where I get all kinds of cool geeky programs right over the internet through your computer. And of course, you can hook up your computer to your TV if you have the external monitor doohickey like I have here, the S-Video out to the TV, set it up as a secondary monitor, and then you can actually see the internet video file stuff right on your TV. 20% of TV viewers watch internet programs. Well, dudes, then you must be watching DrBill.TV, because that's IPTV as well. By the way, of course, you know IPTV is Internet Protocol IPTV. So, Internet Protocol TV means TV that comes over the internet. And I'm thinking this is like the future, but no, it's here today. 20% of people, I had a hard time actually believing that that's the case, but that's what they say, and who am I to argue with them, whoever they are. Yes. Well, next item. Oh! It's the Geek Software of the Week. Yes, indeed. The Geek Software of the Week this week is so very geeky and strange. It's something, you know, most Geek Software of the Week. So let me just kind of digress a minute here. Most Geek Software of the Weeks are things that I find because I have a need. And this particular need was a need at work. Now, lest I get too involved in it and get too geeky, I'll give you the hitting the tops of the mountains scenario, you see. We at work run Citrix Systems ZenApp, which is the new name for Presentation Server. I am the Citrix System Administrator. Okay? So, we have 2,200 people there at High Point Regional Health Systems, or High Point Regional Hospital, which is where I work as a system administrator. And we have profiles for all of those people that are set up as roaming profiles. Okay, I'm getting a little deep here technically, but just hang in there with me. And so these profiles have a lot of files in them that they don't need. They're files that are just temporary files that we need to purge and get out of there. So, I was looking for a utility that would allow me to delete files but exclude other files. And so I scratched my head and I thought, well, I could write a WinBatch program that would do that, or I could write a script maybe. And then I got to thinking, well, maybe there's a utility that does it. So I went on the web and I searched and I found this utility. And here it is, our Geek Software of the Week, DLIN. Now, don't confuse that with DLIN, which is the name of the lady on Babylon 5 that was from the planet, which planet was she from? She wasn't from Mimbari, because that was Lando that was from Malari. Lando Malari was from Mimbar. I just don't remember. It's been too long. I liked Babylon 5. It was a really excellent show. Oh, well, somebody will send me an email that says, you silly Dr. Bill, you should know that she was from such and such planet. And I don't remember. But anyway, she was named Delenn. And she was a critical part to the whole story of Babylon 5. And I won't give it away because you'll probably go get the DVDs and watch every single DVD on Babylon 5. And I wouldn't blame you because Michael J. Stravinsky wrote it and it's very good. It's an excellent program and I'm a big fan of Babylon 5. I just wish I could remember the planet that Delenn was from. It's just right on the tip of my brain, but it's just stuck there. Stuck in the brain. Oh, well. Anyway, so Delenn is the name of this program. Now, that stands for Delete Enhanced. D-E-L, Delete, E-N, Enhanced. Cool, huh? Anyway, so files can be excluded from deletion. That's hard to say. It's kind of not rolling off the tip of my tongue very well. But anyway, I'd encourage you to check it out. It's a command line utility, and if you type Delenn /?, it will give you all the stuff on how to use it, and there's a little file there that talks about how to use it too that comes along with it. But anyway, it worked very well, and it was an excellent little experiment in utilities available for batch files. Now, I know that some of you are going, scratching your head going, what in the world am I ever going to do with that? Well, you know, I don't know. But the thing is, this is the Geek Software of the Week. So if you're a geek and you have a geeky need for it, then now you know where to go get it, don't you? Ha ha. Yes, there's a link right there on the blog page on the Geek Software of the Week where you can go get it. So, pretty cool, huh? Now, keep in mind, I just want to mention, you see, there. I've had a few people ask me, Dr. Bill, when you first started the podcast, lo, these many years ago, your URL was very long and complicated. It was thecomputercurmudgeon.com. Now you got this short little drbill.cc, drbill.cc for computer curmudgeon. Whatever happened to thecomputercurmudgeon.com? Did you let that domain slide and not renew it? Of course I did not. No, I kept it. And if you go to that URL, you'll still get to the blog the same as you always did. Yes. So, here it is.
thecomputercurmudgeon.com.
Yes. I just wanted to play the little spot there. See, that's why I did that. You knew that, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, thecomputercurmudgeon.com does still work, but drbill.cc is just so much easier. You know, I was driving down the highway, minding my own business, thinking, you know, drbill.tv is a real cool URL. I wish I had a short URL for the audio podcast and the blog, and it just struck me, wait a minute, what about drbill.cc for computer curmudgeon? And so I tried it, and it was available, and I got it. So you can have it. Yes. Okay, well, I trust you have found this podcast informational, informative, and instructive, as well as silly, because we go for silly most of the time. And in the meantime, we'll wait for that music to... There it is! Which, by the way, is telling me it's time for the doctor to get out of here! See you next time!